You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. The Onondaga County Water Authority is behind maintaining the water infrastructure that pumps and delivers, on average, more than 36.5 million gallons of water to 500,000 residential and business customers. On Wednesday, they paused a moment to take part in a day without water to focus on one of our most precious natural resources.
You think about it, you know, you wouldn't have had your morning coffee without a water supply. You don't get to take your daily shower. You wouldn't be able to put out a fire. It's an important thing that way. You wouldn't have restaurants open. Hospitals couldn't operate if they didn't have a viable water supply. And the list kind of goes on and on.
That's the executive director of the Water Authority, Mike Hooker. Aqua has invested over $104 million since 2010, including placing covers on reservoirs and a new water treatment plant in Marcellus. The next large-scale $40 to $60 million investment will be the Lake Ontario Pumping Station. It delivers more than 50% of the total water supply throughout Onondaga County and surrounding counties, minus the city of Syracuse.
With the evaluation, we're looking at the clear water storage. It was adequate storage in the 1960s for the plant based on the current rules then, but what we're doing now is a year-long evaluation of the plant to look at how it works, how can it improve, looking at the current regulations, making sure that it'll be viable for the long term.
Chief Engineer Jeff Miller explains that it's important Aqua stay ahead of any potential water infrastructure problems to avoid contaminated water situations like Flint, Michigan, and Hoosick Falls in upstate New York. For that, they go with the flow and track it.
How much water is coming out of facilities and where it's going helps us to identify any leaks in the system ahead of time and really be proactive in going after leaks and repairing all of the water mains and facilities.
He adds that they take about 350 water samples monthly, more than the federally required amount, to look for contaminants or algal blooms. He also says our area is very fortunate to have an abundance of clean water. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.